Hello, and welcome to Eye on the Arts Radio. I'm your host, Dave Mica, Executive Director with South Shore Arts, and my special guest today is from the Lebesnik Center for the Arts in Michigan City, Marketing Manager Jesse Sexton. Jesse, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, it is terrific to have you all on. And Lebesnik is such a great art center over in Michigan City, LaPorte County, serving a very wide area. So I always like talking to you. You guys are always doing really great creative exhibits and events and things like that there. So terrific having you on. And if I'm not mistaken, you've got what sounds like another fantastic exhibit coming up, Ordinary Wonders, if I have that right. Can you share a little details about that upcoming exhibit?
Yeah, actually, today is the first day we are opening the show officially, and it'll be on display here through June 15th. We're really excited. It features two artists, Jessica Labatt and Cecil McDonald Jr. They're both primarily skilled photographers, but Jessica Labatt incorporates some textile work and some sculptural work. It's super beautiful. Jessica Labatt actually works with her kids, and so she's got two toddlers, mm-hmm. two young boys, and they she's kind of worked with them during COVID and over the past few years on like science projects and sculptures, and so she photographs their work and incorporates it into her own practice. And so it's really about elevating the everyday, and it's just so colorful and fun. I mean, when you walk into the main gallery where it's at, you'll just be blown away. There's so much color and things to interact with. Yeah.
And I was reading on her website that this was really sort of a non-intentional blend of her profession and her photography and her artwork with, you know, her responsibilities as a mom. And she just saw this as a way to really elevate her art and connect her art to her family life.
Yeah. It's really cool to see. I think during COVID, you know, she's now homeschooling her kids and, you know, trying to keep them busy while also practicing her own art. And as a photographer, you know, she saw an opportunity to really elevate her kids' work. Mm-hmm. So it's just really fun. And then, you know, Cecil McDonald is also a really skilled photographer. His work is really beautiful. He has photographs that seem, you know, just regular candid photos, but they're actually very meticulously staged, and they incorporate his family and his friends in just everyday life. Mm-hmm. But they are so beautifully lit, they're colorful, and when you really look at them, you start to notice more things that really stand out and have a deeper meaning behind them. So it's just really beautiful.
Well, and I tell you what, your curator over there, Whitney Bradshaw, I believe, is curating the show, correct? How did she find these artists? Or because you guys always bring some really great creative artists to the area. So any sense of how this show came about or how she connected with these artists?
You know, I think she really has her pulse on who's up and coming, who's, you know, fitting for certain things, that themes that she wants to put together. And she has connections as an artist and a mm-hmm. photographer herself. And so, and I think both of these artists are from the Chicago area. Mm-hmm. So she does have a connection to them. And, you know, she reached out to them and they really kind of worked together to come up with a common theme. And they both really have, both artists, their work together has a really interesting conversation between the two. So mm-hmm. she's really good about pairing artists as right. well. So that it's really cool.
Well, you know, the gallery, to your point earlier, has to look specific. It looks spectacular because as I looked at some of the work of both of these photographers, it is colorful. It is outstanding. And so congratulations on this exhibit. Now, you guys at Lebesnik always do great things to celebrate and engage and invite people in. So do you have some events or activities coming up for this exhibit?
We do, actually, yes. So normally, when a show would open, we'd have a first Friday event, you know, that following month. But due to scheduling, we're actually going to have our opening reception officially. You know, you can meet the artists, you can come out, it's a free event. We've got cash bar and, you know, there'll be other things going on. So that'll be Friday, April 4th from 5 to 8 p.m. And then the following weekend will be a curator and artist gallery talk, and it'll be accompanied by an American Sign Language interpreter. That'll be Saturday, April 12th at 11:30, also a free event. And each exhibit that we do also always has a family day, And it's also free. We try to have lots of free events for our community. Mm-hmm. So the Free Family Day will be Saturday, May 24th from 1 to 3 p.m. Central. And that's also a great way to just invite families to come and create art, you know, with their kids and get, you know, acclimated with the space and enjoy the show.
So that's on those family days, which are terrific opportunities. It's not only come in and see the exhibit, but you guys actually have instructors and facilitators there to guide on some family-oriented arts projects.
Yes, our education director, Nelsie Marcano, she's great. So she always comes up with some really great projects that relate to the show. And also, she comes up with projects that you can do during the whole course of the exhibit. So we have a little activity table that's always up during the show. So you can visit. You know, we're open free 6 days a week. We're just closed on Tuesdays. So you can go to that activity area with your kids or whoever, adults, anybody can sit down and make some art and kind of contribute to the exhibit themselves.
Well, those are always popular and just creative ways to engage with the actual exhibits that you guys present. So best of luck. Again, this is Ordinary Wonders exhibit that is open now and has the actual opening reception again April 4th at the Lebesnik Center in Michigan City. And again, an easy drive in a gorgeous area right up by the lakefront in Michigan City there. So, Jesse, thank you again for being on and sharing time and sharing the information about Ordinary Wonders. We appreciate it. And thank you to all of you out there for listening to Eye on the Arts Radio. We'll be back again next week to highlight even more arts people, places, and events celebrating the arts across our region. Hey, Jesse, thank you very much. Appreciate you being on today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.